Coming up next on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College, the Texans took to the air in the Mile High City.
Schaub takes the snap, throws downfield. Hits Graham at the 10, and he looks long, throwing deep downfield. Kevin Walter has it at the 10, breaks a tackle. He's in the end zone.
En route to a franchise first 3-0 start, quarterback Matt Schaub inspired his team with unwavering toughness.
Schaub is hurt.
I lost a little piece of my ear. I was bleeding and my helmet counts.
Defensive back Global Quinn stops by, and Devere Posey encourages kids to read. All that and more right now on Texans Huddle.
This is Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. HCC is the official education partner of the Houston Texans. Now, here's your host, Bart Dennis.
Hi, everybody, and welcome inside Reliant Stadium once again for this week's edition of Texans Huddle. I'm your host, Bart Dennis. Got a lot to talk about this week, as your Houston Texans are 3-0 for the first time in franchise history. Safety Glover Quinn and Mark Vandermeer will both stop by the program to talk about the big win over the Broncos and the upcoming divisional battle against the Tennessee Titans. But let's get things started by taking a look back at a huge win on the road over Peyton Manning and the Broncos in this week's Texans Rewind. Coming into week three, all the talk was about how the Texans had never beaten Peyton Manning on his home turf. It was also mentioned a time or two that the Texans had only won in week three once in franchise history. But both of those trends were ended last Sunday in Denver as the Texans unleashed an aerial assault on the Broncos secondary, starting with a 60-yard bomb from Matt Schaub to Andre Johnson.
Matt fakes the give, sets up, and he fires deep downfield and has Andre Johnson at the 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll, touchdown, Texans, my goodness, 60 yards.
But Schaub and the Texans weren't through. A soft toss to Arian Foster.
Drops back, swings it out to Arian, right side, looking for the corner. He's got it, touchdown, Texans.
And another bomb to Kevin Walter for 52 yards for a score. And just like that, the Texans jumped out to a 21-5 lead.
And he looks long, throwing deep downfield. Kevin Walter has it at the 10, breaks a tackle. He's in the end zone.
The Texans had a scare early on in the third quarter when on back-to-back plays, Schaub was decked and, in fact, knocked out of the game.
I lost a piece of my ear. I was bleeding and my helmet came out, so I had to come out for a play, but, I was fine.
But after only a single play on the bench, the Texans leader was back on the field and leading the way.
He was a warrior out there. He got hit pretty good. I didn't see the hits. I just saw the aftermath of it, He's one of the toughest guys I know.
I see Matt play a lot of good games, and this is right up there with it, but he took some hits. You know, he comes out one play, but he's right back in, throws four touchdowns. The guy's a true player.
For nearly three quarters, the Texans' defense stifled Peyton Manning and the Broncos with a relentless pass rush.
Manning fakes the give, steps up, and Manning is sacked! Brought down by J.J. Watt.
And a cat-quick secondary. The Texans found themselves with yet another 20-point lead. However, with Peyton Manning on the opposing bench, a game is never over until the final gun sounds. A 38-yard touchdown bullet to Brandon Stokley, and a deflected reception in the end zone by former Texan Joel Dreesen. And just like that, the Broncos were within five with 3 minutes remaining.
You know, most of his passes that he made good plays on, he scrambled on. So, you know, we've got a strong rush. We've got a good defense.
But in the end, the week three woes and the losing streak at Peyton's house were both put to rest, and the Texans are 3-0 for the first time ever.
It just means we won all the games that the NFL let us play. That's how we look at it, man. I ain't worried about team history and all that. You know, NFL let us play three games, and we won all three of them, so that's a go.
And we are joined, as we are each and every week, by the voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer, calling plays for a 3-0 team for the first time ever on the radio. What's that like?
I'll tell you, it's fun, Bart.
It's a lot more fun than the old days, right?
But, you know, the angst has been turned up to even an all-time high as well as the record because I just don't want to see them lose, and I'm already worried about the postseason, but that's just my personal trauma. It's a week-to-week thing.
How are the players handling that? Because for the first time in this franchise's history, everybody is seriously talking about the Houston Texans as
Super Bowl contenders right. and could win the Super Bowl. How do you think the guys are handling that?
It's all business, Bart, and you know you were on the plane, too. In the locker room after the game, Gary Kubiak said it was a business-like approach after they disposed of Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. And I joked to Kubiak, I think there was more of a celebration in his first year when they won his first preseason game than there was after they beat the Broncos. And on the plane, it was just a very business-like feeling. And that's the word that keeps coming up here. This team takes care of things. One practice at a time. They're not getting ahead of themselves. They're handling this beautifully.
And yet there are still some issues on this team. Every team has issues, even if you're 3-0. And with the Texans, it seems to be the right side of that offensive line where now they've got sort of a platoon situation at right tackle as well.
Yeah, they do. Ryan Harris came into the game against the Broncos and played pretty well. Derek Newton had a rough outing, kind of like the way Dwayne Brown had a rough outing in his first ever game against the Steelers in 08 when he went up against James Harrison. Well, now Newton finds himself in a bit of a platoon as for now with Ryan Harris. I think that's okay. You have Antoine Caldwell, who's banged up a bit but still playing at right guard with Ben Jones rotating with him. Look, it's not ideal. You'd rather have five solid starters there, but as long as they keep steamrolling people, who cares? And you're getting multiple guys' experience, so you just take this thing game to game.
That steamrolling part I really like because that running game is really doing a nice job. And so is Matt Schaub, who is showing leadership and toughness so far this season that is beyond anything we've seen from him before.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've seen a lot of it before, but now the world is seeing it. I go back to 09 when he got knocked out against Jacksonville and had his shoulder pop back in the locker room, came out and played. They won their last four games. You know, we've seen some of this from Schaub, but now they've got a great defense to go along with the offense. They're on a big stage nationally, and everybody gets a glimpse of it. The way he left and came back, showed his teammates what he's all about. Gary Kubiak says he wants him to take every snap, and we'll see how that goes. You hope he continues to stay healthy.
Yeah, and you mentioned that defense, and before we talk about Tennessee, let's give the defense their props for a great job in Denver. Although, any concern about the way things transpired in that fourth quarter?
Well, I look at Peyton Manning's ability to come back on them and backdoor his way into a six-point deficit. And I see quarterbacks down the line, not so much this week, but we'll get to Jake Locker. But Aaron Rodgers is coming up. Joe Flacco is coming up. These guys throw the rock pretty well. So I think you have to look at that and say, are they going to be able to do that against this Texans defense? At home, you would think not. But just keep tabs on it because the quarterback play is going to get amped up here as you keep going on. You know, you have Mark Sanchez, okay, but you're on the road. Let's just see what happens here with the defense. I still think, you know, they're number two in the league for a good reason. They should maintain a top five ranking, and they should continue to get after the passer.
All right, now, Tennessee coming in, and this franchise has always had sort of a knockdown, drag-out relationship with the Titans, and it's always a tough game. But the Titans so far, even though they've played a tough schedule, they've been very inconsistent. They look good one play and not so good the next.
Near the bottom of the league, giving up rushing yards, 150 per game. The Texans are running for 150 a game. Texans lead the league in time of possession. The Titans are dead last in time of possession. Something's got to give. Look, they're 4-4 in the last 4 years with the Titans, but before that, the Titans owned the series. It's time to settle old scores like Michael Corleone in The Godfather Part 1 at the end of the movie. You've got to go ahead and take care of business at Reliant.
Make him sleep with the fishes.
Yes.
Very good. Thanks, Mark. Always great stuff.
Thanks, Bart.
Still to come on Texans Huddle, presented by HCC, defensive back Glover Quinn stops by to talk about the upcoming game against Tennessee.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now in this week's Coach's Corner, quarterback coach Carl Durrell. And Carl, let's get right to it, talking about Matt Schaub. You know, going out last season, he was playing really well before the injury. Comes back, looks like he's picked up right where he left off. Is this the best you've seen him play? I mean, is this the best he has played?
Well, I know he's played well in the past. He's been here a long time in this organization and has had some really good years. But since I've been here such a short time, he's playing, in my mind, his best football. He's done a great job with leading this offense, and he's made the plays that we're asking him to make. And, you know, he took a heck of a shot last week and bounced up from that and was only missing a play. But, you know, I'm really pleased with how he's playing. We just got to keep him healthy and keep the things that we're doing right now, just trying to be more consistent and keep doing those things.
What goes through your mind when you see a head-to-head hit like that on him and you see Matt come out like that?
That was a heck of a hit. You know, that's football and that's part of this game, and he knows that. And, you know, I was really impressed with how he responded to it. He didn't really bat an eye to it other than he just, you know, he got shaken just for a second there for a play, and the doctors checked him out and he was fine. He came back in, and, you know, a lot of quarterbacks would still be rattled and wouldn't be able to perform at a level that he was able to perform. And, he didn't really miss a beat. So he still threw another touchdown pass later in a drive that happened after that hit. So, you know, I'm just really pleased that he's doing the things that we're asking him to do. He knows how important he is to our offense, and he's living up to the bill.
What does that do? Not that Matt needed any elevation in his leadership status, but when his teammates see him take a hit like that, and for him just to shake it off, you know, for it's just my ear, whatever, and come right back in like that. Show his toughness.
I think he really proved to his team not only his commitment and his toughness, as you know, what type of team guy he is. He understood that this was an important game, like all of our games are, and he didn't want to miss his time. He wanted to be there for his team and compete and do whatever it took to win the football game. And that, I think he proved a lot. I think his teammates really, not that they didn't believe in him before, they really did, but I think it really secured how they feel, why he's our leader and why he leads our offense.
Let's look forward coming up to this upcoming weekend. Of course, the Titans always a tough task for the Houston Texans, but what do you see from them, especially from the quarterback position and their defense that may pose a challenge?
Very aggressive defense. Their front is a very fast, active defensive front. Their defensive line are really relentless pass rushers, and their secondary is a solid. You know, they react to the ball well. They make plays on the back end. Their linebackers run really fast and run to the football. So it's a very good defense. You know, very fast, active defense. We're going to have to, you know, neutralize that speed and protect well and run the ball well, run great routes, throw the ball well. All those things that we do offensively that have given us the success we've had so far. We got to continue to do those things. But it's always a challenge each and every week in the NFL because every team's really good. It's just how well you can play consistently well is what matters, and that's what we're focusing on is doing those things.
The challenge is a little bit more fun right now, sitting at 3-0. Are you guys, as coaches, just really enjoying how well things are going?
I've been 0-3 before, and it didn't feel very well. So it's good to be 3-0, and that's a great feeling to have. And you want to enjoy that because you worked hard to be 3-0, but that's not the point right now. We have a great challenge in front of us with this next team, and our team does a really good job of preparing and staying focused, and same thing with our coaching staff. So, you know, we're trying to get to 1-0 this week, and it starts with the Titans, and we got to do what we need to do to be successful in doing that.
All right, well, good luck to you.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Coming up on Texans Huddle, Devere Posey visits some local kids to encourage them to read.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. By the Memorial Hermann Ironman Sports Medicine Institute, bringing elite care to all athletes. And by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off from the Texas Lottery today. Maybe it's your lucky day.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. You know, as always, the Texans are active in the community this week, and that means that wide receiver Devere Posey is taking some time out of his schedule preparing for the Tennessee Titans to go visit some kids at Worsham Elementary School and stress to them the importance of literacy.
His name is Devere Posey. Welcome.
Hello? Okay, it's working. Hey, like she said, I'm Devere. I'm so excited to be here. I was telling the last group, you know, how much I love Scholastic Reading Week. I used to just bug my mom and just put the newspaper right in her face every time. Like, Mom, I need to get a book. So I know how it is.
Thanks to the NFL, all the children at Worsham Elementary will receive a $5 reading certificate to use at the Scholastic Read and Rise Book Fair in an effort to help promote literacy.
Here comes Pete, strolling down the street, rocking red shoes on his four furry feet.
Devere took the opportunity to read to the kids, but it was hard to tell who enjoyed themselves more.
This school is actually bigger than my high school, so I don't know what it would be like to be here, and it's a lot of kids, and they're excited. When you have free time, you know, everybody knows Tuesdays are day off. You know, you just want to, you know, get out and get to see their faces, and, you know, puts a smile on your face.
And joining us now is safety Glover Quinn on Texans Huddle. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Coming off of a huge win up there, back-to-back road wins. You've been on this team long enough to know, you know, it's hard to win in the league on the road in general. But this franchise has had difficulty over the years winning big games, tough games on the road. But these two wins over Jacksonville and Denver, that's about as good as it gets.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one thing that, I mean, we understand as a team that to be good in this league, you have to win on the road. And so I think Coach Kubiak does a great job of always preparing us for the situation, as far as the noise, what the environment is going to be like. And the main thing that we do is we worry about us. You know, we worry about us during the week in practice. And whenever we go on the road, we feel like it's us against the world. And so we worry about us. We try to make sure we do our job, our responsibilities, and play as hard as we can.
Looking back at that Denver game, over the course of the game, over the first three quarters, there were opportunities to intercept passes that didn't happen. Balls were dropped or whatnot. And then, of course, they make it interesting in the fourth quarter. Did you watch, when you guys watched the video, what were you, how did you critique yourselves? I should have had that. We just, you know, that never should have happened. Or how did it go?
Oh, man, it was it's hard critique in our room. Yeah. We were really hard on ourselves, put it like that. But we knew we had some opportunities that we could have ended the game and made it not even close as it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think the score shows how the game really was. But we definitely left some plays out there that you know, for us to be the team that we want to be down the road, we can't leave those plays out there. So we're really hard on ourselves, and we do a good job throughout the week of, you know, getting on the jugs and trying to make sure we make all those plays in practice, because it kind of carries over. And so we got to be more focused and be able to close the team out and make those plays when you're up like that, so it's not even close.
Now, I'm certain when you guys watch the defensive tape, what you guys on the back end see and really appreciate are the ways the guys up front are getting after the quarterback, with Antonio and JJ's having a monster start. Well, what does that mean to you guys on the back end?
Man, it means a lot. I mean, we're a great defensive unit, being that, I mean, we understand as a DB, I mean, you have to hold up for, you know, just a little bit, because those guys are going to get there. And they understand that, hey, we can go, we can get there, because the coverage is going to be there. And so I think we work great as a group. But, I mean, those guys are humming. Quarterbacks are a little nervous. They're trying to get rid of the ball. And so it's fun. It's actually fun. And I mean, it's good to see things that you do in practice pay off in the game. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that we do in practice ends up happening in the game.
So let's talk about you and the way you've made this transition from corner to safety over the last couple of seasons, and you've done a real nice job of it, I think. What has been the key factor in your success in that transition, you think?
Just studying film and having great coaches and great players around me. You know, always encouraging, always trying to do the right things, always doing the little things, and just understanding the game of football and what it takes to play at this level. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's always worked. I mean, having a whole offseason under our belt, OTAs, just normal off-season workouts, doing more safety drills, you know, lifting weights, all those things that is different from a corner to a safety. And, you know, studying film and being prepared and just playing football.
Having a great year so far. Glover Quinn's going to stick around, be back with us here on Huddle in just a minute.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle, presented by HCC. Make sure to log on to HoustonTexans.com to vote for the Texans' September Whataburger Player of the Month. Lestar Jean was nominated by Andre Johnson. Danielle Manning was nominated by Antonio Smith. And TJ Yates was honored by Matt Schaub. Get online and make your choice, and the winner and the player who nominated them will make an appearance at a Houston area Whataburger next month. So go online and vote and make plans to meet your Texans at a Whataburger near you.
And we are back on Texans Huddle with Glover Quinn as the team prepares for a big divisional matchup with the Tennessee Titans. And before we play a little first and 10, let's talk about Tennessee, because Locker back there is a guy who's starting to sort of figure things out. And he's also a mobile quarterback, which can cause problems, right?
Right, right. That's definitely one thing we're preparing for. We know that he can scramble. He can keep the play alive. I think he's only been sacked twice this year. So we understand that. We understand coverage. And probably a couple of third downs where our defensive line is going to have to keep him corralled, because, you know, he can take off and run for 3 or 4 yards and get a first down. And we've seen some plays where, you know, he'll scramble and guys run up and, you know, he'll throw it deep. So we really got to be, you know, on our game from that standpoint, because he can make plays.
Yes, he can. He can be a problem. All right, let's play a little first and 10. Have some fun. You ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. First down question is, do you play video games? And if so, what's your favorite game? Are you a Madden guy?
Yeah, I'm a Madden guy. I actually haven't bought
the new one.
The new one yet. Just waiting around, letting those guys get some practice.
Who's the best video gamer on the team? Is it Glover Quinn?
I wouldn't say me right now.
He's so humble.
We have a bunch of good guys. I mean, Bryce McCain's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And Jay Joe and Quentin Dims. They always going at it.
Okay. Let's talk about jersey number 29. Why is that important to you?
Because that's the number they gave me.
That's just the number they gave you. There's no background to that?
No, the Texans drafted me, and when I got here, they had me as number 29. Uh-huh. And I always felt like the number doesn't make a person make the number. Mm-hmm. I mean,
there you go.
My mentality was 23 wasn't 23 until Jordan did what he did with it.
That's true.
80 wasn't 80 until Jerry Rice, and 21 wasn't 21 to Dion. So I always felt like the player makes the number, so I stayed with it.
That's a good attitude. All right, now let's finish it up with a sort of a historical question. If you could intercept any quarterback in the history of the game, not just the current guys, who would it be?
I want to go with Steve Young.
Steve Young.
I was a 49er fan growing up, Jerry Rice and all those guys, so proud of Steve Young.
I was going to say, that means that you'd probably have to be covering Jerry Rice
to do that. Right.
That would be a task. Hey, big task this week with the Tennessee Titans. Best of luck to you, Glover. Thanks for being with us on the Huddle, man.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
Wine and dine with Texans players at the Taste of the Texans, presented by BP on Monday, November 5th. Fans can sample food from 25 of Houston's finest restaurants, with event proceeds benefiting the Houston Food Bank and the Methodist Hospital. Secure your tickets today at HoustonTexans.com. Well, that's all the time we have for Texans Huddle this week. Thanks so much for watching. If you missed anything or you want to watch the show again, you can go to HoustonTexans.com. There you'll find all sorts of stories and stats and videos, including Texans Huddle. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.
Matt fakes to Gibbs, sets up, and he fires deep downfield and has Andre Johnson at the 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll, touchdown, Texans, my goodness, 60 yards, and Houston takes the lead. Two wideouts left, one back, Arian Foster, third and goal at the 3. Schaub takes the snap, drops back, swings it out to Arian, right side, looking for the corner, he's got it, touchdown, Texans. Matt Schaub, a TD pass to Arian Foster, as Houston gets its second touchdown of the day.